in your infinite wisdom are listening to After Deadline, which brings the news, newsmakers, events, arts, trends, and people of Oregon's North Coast to the radio airwaves. Good morning. I'm Michael Burkett, editor of the North Coast Citizen and Cannon Beach Citizen newspapers, and your host for this morning's edition. For the next half hour, I'm going to ask you to forget about any preconceived notions you have about why Cannon Beach is one of the travel destination jewels of the Oregon coast. Forget the surf. Forget the sand. Forget Haystack Rock. Forget the incredible beauty. Forget the great shopping and world-class art galleries, because there may soon come a day when Cannon Beach is best known as an international culinary destination, a wonderland of amazing food and drink that flows from one end of town to the other. That, at least, is the goal of the brand new Cannon Beach Culinary Arts Association, and the two members of that group who are joining me in the palatial KMUN studio this morning, Dean Ryman, owner of the Wine Shack in Cannon Beach, one of my favorite stores. Welcome, Dean.
Thank you.
And Diana Pappas, owner of the fine Hemlock Street Eatery, JP's at Cannon Beach. Good morning, both of you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Michael.
Now, let's start off with the simplest question, the origin of this idea to form a Cannon Beach Culinary Arts Association and what you hope to achieve with it. Who would like to start?
I'll start, if you don't mind.
Take it.
Cynthia Malkowski, who owns the Arch Cape Inn, is just a wonderful, wonderful woman, and she's kind of a mover and shaker. And she and I had talked on many occasions about the ideas that we needed to promote what we do in Cannon Beach. And she kind of came up with the idea of, you know, we need to make it official. Let's form it. And she has done so much. She's the president of our association, and she's done so much to help people want to get on board. We want to make it so that anyone who produces food in Cannon Beach is a part of our culinary association, so that we can blow our own horn a little bit, let people know what it is we do and why we do what we love to do. And so she and I and several others were a part of the first meeting, and then since then we've just
Now, in that first meeting, that took place quite a while, because I know Cynthia has told me about this idea for quite some time.
There's been
quite a gestation period here.
Yes, it's like pushing a rope uphill.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, and she just doesn't give up, which is lovely.
She does not on anything.
Yeah. So once we had our first meeting and got some people excited, it helped us get excited about it.
Who was involved in that first meeting?
Originally, Nancy McKean and myself and my husband, Bill, and Cynthia and Jeff Jewell from the Chamber. He was the Chamber director then. And one more lovely person that I can't remember.
Oh. But this is one of those ideas that I would guess did not meet much resistance, if any resistance, in the beginning.
It's met resistance in that restaurant people are some of the busiest people you will ever know. And the last thing we need is one more thing to do.
Right.
And some people don't, I think, find the idea that this will give us more time, because we'll be a part of an organization that is already directing people to us. So they just don't want to reinvent the wheel. I truly believe as we gain momentum, more people will jump on, because they're going to see that we are a culinary destination already in Cannon Beach. We just need to outline it and show people what it is that we do.
And let's point out, too, that this is an idea that's being hammered out not just by local food and drink people, but also some pretty powerful outside sources. Graham Carr is the famous, the wonderful Galloping Gourmet, mm-hmm. Has offered to mentor this program, correct?
He has. He's friends with Stephen and Cynthia Malkowski, and he says that this is the kind of thing he loves to promote, because he's definitely what we call foodies. In the industry, we call people who love good food foodies, and he's a foodie.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've also received endorsements, and I'm assuming help, from Travel Oregon and the Oregon Coast Visitors Association?
Todd Davidson from the Travel Oregon and Rebecca from ACVA, which is the Oregon Coast Visitors Association, have been instrumental in coming and just talking to us. And mostly what they're doing is just verifying that what we're doing is on the right track. It's a good thing. and they kind of come and empower us a bit.
Yeah.
Let us know. It's very nice to be able to have people that are so into this industry to say, you know what, you're doing the right thing. This is a good thing. Nobody else is doing it, or very few other people are doing it, but there more will be. We'll probably become a pattern for other communities.
And of course, both you and I were at a meeting at Arch Cape Inn where Travel Oregon was represented.
Mm-hmm.
And they said something there. I don't know why it surprised me as much as it did, but it did. He was talking about the triggers for the things that get people to want to go places in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the top two triggers are outdoor recreation, which seems to be a no-brainer.
Right.
And the culinary arts.
Right.
Those two things, everybody eats
and everybody moves.
Which seems to make this whole idea a complete no-brainer.
It does. Doesn't it just seem brilliant?
In fact, it's making me hungry
thinking
about it.
And that's our goal.
So tell me what this idea, Dean, let me ask you a question. Get your voice in here, actually. What will this idea do for you as the owner of the Wine Shack?
Well, there's kind of a historical precedent for me with this association, because a number of years ago, through the Chamber of Commerce, we tried to organize a culinary weekend. And our focus was a multi-chef, multi-course, multi-winery dinner. And in organizing that, the idea was to draw people's attention to the culinary benefits of Cannon Beach. We have frequent and regular visitors who come to town, but they're always asking about new restaurants. And instead of new restaurants, I would point them to existing restaurants with changes in menus or seasonal options, ingredients, that type of thing. What this current association, what it means to me from a purely business perspective, is I can be excited, as can my staff, about recommending restaurants in the area to our customers. Because other than where's the nearest public restroom, the most frequent question we get in the Wine Shack is, where should we have dinner or where should we have lunch? And I think it's going to be really exciting to be able to say, you know, we've got this culinary association and our focus in the restaurants is on fresh, local ingredients wherever possible, and we keep sample menus and that type of thing. So it's not so much a sales issue for me as it is a sale of Cannon Beach and the culinary options that are available.
Right, yeah. Now, Dana, what about what this idea will do for JP's at Cannon Beach?
Well, mostly JP's has always been a promoter of local, fresh. We pretty much make everything from scratch. We have a wonderful chef. We do our own baking, our dressings, our soups, our stocks, everything. And what this will do for us is it gives us a venue to tell people that. It gives us an opportunity to showcase the things that we do so that people pay attention to, okay, we don't have French fries, but we have all these other things that are really good. And the other thing, like with Dean, food and wine go together. I mean, it's food and wine. Rarely do you just say food. You say food and wine. As we were talking about Graham, he promotes a program. He calls it FABIS, F-A-B-I-S, meaning fresh and best in season. And that's something that we have always tried to do. At JP's, we do organic where possible. We have growers, mushroom pickers, people that, you know, bring to produce what we do. So to highlight the fact that you come to the Oregon coast and you get the food that grows here and that is served here and that is beautiful here that maybe you can't get where you live, this gives us an opportunity to showcase that and to open that up to the people that are looking for it.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention too and to find out exactly what this means. Now, what is your association now with the Chamber of Commerce?
We are a subcommittee of the Chamber. We work under the umbrella and auspices of the Chamber.
That's so as of just a couple of weeks ago,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we had to petition that, and they were very good. Carol Hungerford is our mentor with the Chamber, and she was just very, very positive with what we were doing. And the thing that it does is it gives us a standing organization so that we can actually say we're real now. Mm-hmm. And as we do that, it's not necessarily that the Chamber is doing anything for us. We're just a part of the arts associations of the Chamber.
Right.
We have the performing arts and the music and the painting and galleries and things, and now we have the food. So the chamber has a full presentation of what Cannon Beach has to offer.
And will the association with the chamber help you to promote this whole idea?
I think it will.
And how are you planning on promoting it?
For the most part, we are. Our next step is we're organizing a web page so that we can present what we have. We're getting members and doing a web page.
Your own web page, as
our
opposed
own
to
web page,
a page on the Cannon.
But
on,
you will be able to
site?
Click on it from the chamber site.
Ah, perfect. Okay.
And that'll help as we get more people to join. As people are members of the chamber and can join the Culinary Arts Association, then we have more opportunity to showcase what's available. So people, my personal belief, now our restaurant is, it's not fine dining. We tout it as casually elegant dining. It's very comfortable, but the food is elegant. And, but I believe even if it's, you know, a taco or an elephant ears, it's important to know where it comes and who's doing it and that it's available. And that's what this website will show. We'll also organize shoulder events, things in the off season to get people to recognize that Cannon Beach is a good place to come and play with your food.
Perhaps like Savor Cannon Beach events, something
absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Focusing on food and drink and fun times.
Right.
You know, when I travel around the world and around the country, I love to check out what's local. You know, what's a specialty item? I was in Iowa a couple of years ago, and I asked that question of an individual. He said, oh, you need to try our dried beef. And it was really good. This association and the focus in Cannon Beach on the culinary arts and dining, as Diana said, at any level, it's just really exciting for people who travel, like all of us. If they come to Cannon Beach, what should I try here? You know, what's good here? And it's so nice for me as a retailer to have all these options to point people to. You know, what is it that you want to try? Are you looking for seafood, or are you looking for, mushroom? You know, culinary options to be able to even direct them to the website once that's up and running. I think it's just really exciting.
You just remind me, the first time I ever went to Canada, I went to Vancouver, and I went to a restaurant and I asked the person, what should I try here? What's, you know, what's really Canadian? And the waitress said, Canadian bacon?
Ow.
Was it good?
It tasted exactly like Canadian bacon. It was absolutely amazing. I'm Michael Burkett. The program is After Deadlines, and my guests are Dean Ryman, owner of the Wine Shack in Cannon Beach, and Diane Pappas. Is it Diane or Diana?
It's Diana, but as long as it's not derogatory, I'll answer to it.
Oh. It would never be derogatory on this show. And she is the owner of JP's at Cannon Beach. I wanted to take a break as Terry. Terry, our engineer, I want to include you in on this because you know this is, I believe, am I correct, the only game show on KMUN. Is that correct?
The only game show?
The only game show where we have contests for big,
oh, that's
big,
right. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we have contests for big, big prizes.
I've sat on some of those.
And yes, you have. And I want you to be a contestant today,
okay.
All right? Because we have fabulous prizes, and I wanted to do this in observance of Earth Day. In Cannon Beach, the 12 Days of Earth Day celebration begins Wednesday, I believe. And I wanted to remind people of that. And also, we have this trivia question. Whoever answers this question first is the winner of the top prize. Fabulous prize.
Do we have buzzers?
No, you just you just say, me, me, me.
Okay.
if you know. Okay. Who said this? Oh, beautiful for smoggy skies, insecticided grain, for strip-mined mountains' majesty above the asphalt plain. America, America, man sheds his waste on thee and hides the pines with billboard signs from sea to oily sea.
I have a plethora of thoughts of who could have said that.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
You got me.
Well, you know what? It was George Carlin. So I win the fabulous prize.
I love George Carlin.
But I'm going to give the two of you consolation prizes, your very own copy of the Cannon Beach Citizen.
Oh, fresh! I love it when you're always a winner.
Fresh off the press.
Thank you.
Terry, I got nothing for you, buddy.
Bah.
All right. So where do we go from here? Where does this idea go from here? What are your next steps? And what is it going to do for the people who love food in and out of this state who come to Cannon Beach?
Well, obviously, it's a process. We have accomplished what we set out to accomplish, which was to get organized and to become an entity. Our next is to get the website going and to sign up people who have restaurants, who food service and wine, and get them to be a part of the organization. We will not be extremely active during the summer, obviously, because we all do our businesses. And so then hopefully by fall, we'll be on to organizing events and to just getting the word out as to what we are doing.
I think the educational piece is going to be a focus. As Diana mentioned earlier, some of the businesses that would be natural fits for this association are somewhat reluctant to step up and participate simply because it looks like, oh, great, here's yet another thing that I have to do on top of my already busy life as a restaurant owner or merchant. But I think our job will be to show them the benefits and the fact that we're not really asking people to be part of the organization of the association, but that the association, once in place, can offer them many benefits, including promotion, awareness, and that type of thing. So I think after the summer season, that's what you'll see as a focus for those of us involved early on in the association, is getting the word out to the other business owners.
Right, yeah. And when this thing is rolling along at 100%, what are the changes? What changes are people going to notice when they come to visit Cannon Beach?
I honestly don't think that there's going to be huge changes. I think it's mostly just highlighting what's there, just giving them a place to look to see what is there, so that they're not wandering up and down the street going, where should we eat and what is there?
Right.
Instead, before they ever came to this lovely little town, they click on our webpage and they know that, you know, on this day we have these specials, and that we're talking about promoting a kids' culinary camp where you can bring your kids to town and different chefs teach them how to cook things and connect them. So I don't know so much that what we do is going to be different as it's going to be available outright before you get here to see what's there. We want to make them part of our little group.
And Cynthia told me about that idea, and she said something like Kids Camp Cooking, KKK. And I thought, well, let's think of a different acronym.
Yeah. Maybe a positive one.
Yeah, right. Let's come out. Let's
CCC.
Put a little more thought
CCC's
into that
been.
Idea. Yeah.
You know, along those same lines, one of the benefits I see once this is up and running full speed, especially for businesses that have seasonal employees, it's a resource for those employees to easily access when customers ask, what are the dining options, where should we go, what's the menu like at JP's. You know, I'm very fortunate. I have two long-term employees, and they both know the dining resources in town because they eat out a lot, much more frequently than I do. But I know other businesses that don't have that luxury of those long-time employees and have younger employees possibly that are newer to the community. This is just going to be a nice, easy piece to put in their hands so that they can look like they know their community and but help visitors as well.
Right, yeah. You know, one thing that happened recently that I think really emphasizes what a terrific idea this is. Sabre Cannon Beach, a three-day weekend of wine and food and fun and celebration. The day it started was the day we had the tsunami alert.
Yes.
and really my first thought, even before I have to run for my life, my first thought was poor Gary Hayes.
Yes.
Who was the organizer of that event to benefit the Cannon Beach Children's Center. But as it turned out, and this really says something, as it turned out, the way Gary saw it, it did not impact the event at all. People still came. They were still lining up. They were still enjoying it. They weren't thrown off even a little bit by that wacky day.
Yeah.
I was very, very worried. I helped Gary organize that event. And I was worried, obviously, that the tsunami warning and evacuation would really impact the event.
Normally, they would, I think.
Yeah. But, for instance, the Wine Tasting 101 class that my friend Hank Sauer put on Friday afternoon, and, of course, that was the day of the evacuation,
day,
they had to turn people away.
Wow.
And again, on Saturday, his class was full. Overall, we were very pleased with the turnout. Again, were people putting aside concerns about safety so that they could drink and eat? No. People responded to the emergency, took it in stride, and then got back to living their lives. And many, many people came to Cannon Beach on Friday. I had customers who were showing up from a couple from Baltimore came into the store, and they said, yeah, we heard about the tsunami warning, but we heard that it had been canceled, and we're here for 5 days, and we're going to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was really nice to see. So.
And boy, that also proves, and I've always wondered about the observation that how hard it is to pull people to Cannon Beach and places like Cannon Beach in the wintertime. I think if you give the public what they want, they're going to show up.
I think that's very true. Prior to my move to Cannon Beach, my wife and I would come to the Oregon coast and Cannon Beach for 3 weeks every February. We love the winter storm season. And I'm seeing more of that. I don't know if Diana is in the restaurant, but I'm seeing more
tourists. Diana's nodding. Ah. Yes.
I was going to talk. No, I think
how
I
polite
think
you are.
I think you're absolutely right that people, who would not want to be in Cannon Beach? It's mm-hmm. the most beautiful place on the planet. And no matter where I go, it's where I want to be. I know I'm gloating right now because I live there.
But everybody who lives there gloats exactly like that.
Do.
But it's gloating from the heart.
It is. Yeah. It is. I've traveled all over the world, and wherever I go, beautiful, beautiful places. But when I come home and I smell the sensuous air and I feel, you know, what's in the moisture that's in here and the beauty that's around here, who wouldn't want to be here? And it doesn't matter if it's raining or snowing or whatever.
I don't think I ever noticed the sensuous air.
We have sensuous air.
I'm going to have to give
the
town another whiff.
Yes.
That and a gloated heart.
Yes. Yeah. Well, since we're talking about the tsunami, and I find this fascinating, I'd like to hear just very, very briefly, get completely off topic for a moment, and find out how you found out about the alert and where you went.
We received a phone call at 4:30 in the morning from one of my wife's coworkers who lives in Cape Mears. And up till that point, I had not seen any news the night before, wasn't aware of the earthquake in Japan. And this was our third evacuation in the 11 years we've lived in Cannon Beach, so we have it down to a fine science, but also always make sure we have a nice bottle of wine just in case. And because of the advance warning that we had, we were able to evacuate in our vehicle, and so we went up to Silver Point and stayed there until about 9:30.
Diana, what did you do?
I am one of those emergency preparedness people. So my sweet, sleepy daughter in Portland called me. We don't have television, and we don't have internet at home. And so my family all thinks we're just isolated cave dwellers. And she called.
But what
and
an idyllic
said,
life you must lead.
It's my sanctuary at home.
Of but course, you do have a radio.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
You have to. I have a hand crank radio. That's how important it is. Anyway, my daughter called and several of her friends had said, did you call your parents? So I went and woke my family and we loaded the emergency kit, our 72-hour emergency kit, into the car. And I said to my husband, we need to evacuate. And he said, if it's not coming till 7, I think we should just go to bed. And so the boys all went back to sleep. We woke them up at 6, and we went into Jewel to my sweet friend Kathy's house and made blueberry pancakes for breakfast and chilled. So.
Oh, man. Well, I wish I'd have been with you.
Yeah, it was not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds better than sitting in a car.
Yeah, we had a plan.
I got a call at 2:30 in the morning from my sister who lives in Florence, and she said essentially this was her message. We're all going to die! And I did the same. I hung around. I turned on the TV, and I figured, well, if it wipes out Hawaii, then I'll start packing.
There you go.
and
it's
didn't.
A guy thing. Next time we evacuate, I want girls yeah. with me. They would have helped me panic.
All right. We only have a couple of minutes left, and I'd like to wrap this up by asking both of you, if the world were a perfect place, and personally, I believe that it is, but if the world were perfect and this thing really, really took off, what would that mean to you personally as a merchant, as a resident of Cannon Beach?
I believe that it will bring people to us that want what we have. And that's for anybody that's a member of this Association. People will be able to find out what we have, and they will come to us for what we have, which mm-hmm. for JP's, it means, you know, fresh, homemade, real ingredients that somebody actually cooked for you. If what you're looking for is the best fish and chips, you'll be able to find that. If you want the very best, you know, deep fried Twinkies, then you should be able to find that too. I couldn't help that.
There might be a niche for me there. Maybe I'll open up a deep fried Twinkie shop on Hemlock.
That's never a good
idea. You don't think so? No. Okay. No. All right.
I think for me and my business, it will mean more people will be aware that Cannon Beach, even though it's small, is mighty and offers a diverse array of dining options, culinary styles, and also a focus on fine wines. And that and just a sense of excitement. I love to eat. I enjoy great wines, and I love to travel. And I think that there are a lot of people out there who share those interests and will find Cannon Beach and be surprised by what this little mighty town has to offer.
Mm-hmm. Now, if anybody would like to contribute ideas or manpower or anything like that to any of the things that you're planning, like these putting together these events that you're talking about, who should they contact? Who is the central contact person?
Absolutely. It would be either Cynthia Malkowski at the Arch Cape House or myself, Diana, at JP's.
Uh-huh.
Because the two of us are the funnel, basically, for the ideas. We're hoping that this association is going to bring the ideas of everybody who... The restaurant people are so creative, and we're going to bring all that creativity together. So definitely either Cynthia or myself.
They are a force to be reckoned with.
Well, you know...
Don't mess with them.
You know, I'm pretty sure Cynthia could take me in a fist fight, and she's just a little tiny, just a darling little thing, but that's one strong, smart woman.
Yeah. Sturdy women. It's not about size.
Yeah. You're right. And I try never to cross a sturdy woman.
I'd hate to see you cry.
Yeah, and I do.
I'd like it.
I do that very often. And what do we got here? We got just a couple more minutes. Are you guys looking forward to spring unveiling? We got, two weekends away?
Is that yes.
It? Yeah.
I love spring unveiling.
Uh-huh.
Bring all the artists into town and they come and eat.
That's typically a very good time for both of you, isn't it?
It mm-hmm. is. And a lot of folks in town, enjoyment of the arts, and again, the dining options. It always is. It's the kickoff to the summer season to me.
Yeah.
We always advertise that we are art you can eat.
Yeah. Ooh, I like that.
And we are the gallery of fine drinkable art.
There we go.
Man, now I got to go eat something. You are listening to KMUN. This is Michael Burkett. The show has been After Deadline. Next week, your host will be Patrick Webb, direct from his vacation in England. And I would very much like to thank my guests, Dean Ryman, owner of the Wine Shack in Cannon Beach, and Diana Pappas, owner of the fine Hemlock Street Eatery, JP's at Cannon Beach. Thank you so much for joining us on After Deadline.